Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The latest loyalty indicator and shopping trends report from J.D. Power, in collaboration with TransUnion, shows continued interest during the fourth quarter of 2024 in shopping and switching auto insurance carriers as customers search for the lowest rate. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Stephen Crutzen, a senior director at J.D. Power. Stephen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, hi, John. Glad to be here.
So, Stephen, what were some of the hard numbers the report found?
Some of the hard numbers, we've tied the previous high watermarks or records for both the quarterly shop rate and the quarterly switch rate for auto insurance. So in the fourth quarter, when we asked folks if they had shopped for auto insurance in the prior 30 days, 13.3% answered throughout the quarter, yes, I had shopped for auto insurance in the last 30 days. And 4.2% of all the people we asked said that they had switched auto insurers in the previous 30 days. Both of those are all-time highs in the List data series that goes back to the summer of 2020.
Those really are some big numbers. So what factors are driving the surge in customer shopping behavior?
Well, if you look at the last couple of years with the hard market that we're in auto, at least we might be exiting. I think we have a long way to go before we exit anything. Before we resemble exiting anything about the hard market in home, consumers have been trying for the last 2 years to go out and find a lower premium for their auto insurance. They've shopped. And in fact, last year, I should say at the beginning of 2023, we saw an increase in shopping. And at that point, what were all-time highs in shopping, but people weren't able to switch because they weren't able to find that lower premium. So in the second half of the year, they kind of took the year off from shopping. They had tried in the first half, couldn't find a lower premium, and essentially gave up. In the first half of 24, we saw the same trend develop. But then as rate activity cooled off in the latter half of the year, as insurers reached rate adequacy, many were reducing their rate activity and maybe even reducing rates themselves. Consumers were more likely to find a lower premium when shopping, which meant the second half of 24 led to the highest shop rate. And in this instance, unlike the second half of 23, switching increased because people could find those lower premiums.
Yeah, historically, shopping activity has tapered off in the second half of the year, but 2024 has broken that pattern. Do you see this as a temporary shift, or does it indicate a longer-term change in customer behavior?
We think it's going to continue. So far, it has into 2025. If you look at the first month of 25, we're seeing still elevated shopping and switching. We're not seeing new all-time highs over what we saw in the second half of last year, but we're still seeing elevated shopping and switching. We thought back in December that the fact that there's about 2.5, maybe 3 years of pent-up consumer demand to find a lower premium, we don't think that worked its way through the system in just 6 months, the last 6 months of last year. So it's very likely at the beginning here of 25, maybe even into the middle of 25, we'll see elevated shopping and switching, if for nothing else, just based on that pent-up demand to find a lower premium.
What role does digitization and price comparison technology play in today's heightened auto insurance shopping activity?
Yeah, the consumer, it's easier than ever for consumers to shop across brands and to find that lower premium if it's out there. So digitization has manifested in a very interesting pattern over the last 5 or 6 years, where the growth in digital quoting, when people are out shopping and they get quotes for auto insurance, all the growth in digital has happened through mobile apps, which is a bit surprising when we think about consumers are downloading an app for an insurer they likely don't have any relationship with and installing that app and going through the setup and everything just to get a quote from that insurer. So while there's many different options out there to get quotes through a digital means, the greatest increase over the last, or basically all the increase in digital and the greatest increase of any digital channel has come about through mobile apps.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Now, beyond price sensitivity, what other factors, such as, say, customer experience or brand trust and loyalty or policy flexibility, play in customers' decisions to switch insurers?
Yeah, all those still play into the decision. So while many consumers tell us they're shopping because their premiums have gone up or they're concerned about their premium, if a customer has a bad service experience, particularly if they have a bad claims experience with their auto insurer, they're very likely to shop, but they're also very likely to take action and switch when shopping. So you might see that people are shopping, as we did, say, in the first half of 23, because of price reasons. But if they don't find a lower price, they're not as intent to switch carriers. But somebody who's had a bad service experience, somebody who doesn't find the flexibility they need on their policy, especially somebody who's had a bad claim, in many cases, even if they don't find a lower premium, if they can find a competitive premium, they're going to switch just because of the bad service, and they want to get away from that carrier that provided that bad service to them.
All right, Stephen, with the shopping and switch rates reaching record highs, what's the secret sauce? What strategy should insurers be using to retain customers in this increasingly competitive environment?
Well, we're moving from a period of time where the best advice we had for retention was when you're taking rate, because basically everybody had been for the last 3 years, if you have an agent served customer, our data showed that those customers wanted a phone call from the agent to discuss the premium increase prior to receiving their bill or the renewal statement. And in that conversation, they wanted to talk about options to maybe lower their premium. And if it was an independent agent relationship, perhaps look at other carriers to investigate for a lower premium. We're moving more now into, as rate activity is cooling off, kind of back to the basics of the things that really drive satisfaction between an auto insurance customer and their insurer. When one does have a claim, as I mentioned a few moments ago, providing a great claims experience is a very important way to retain customers. But also in this growth of digitalization, as we talked about a few months ago, also meeting the customer where they want to be met. Many customers want to interact with their insurer through different means based on the type of transaction they want to have. For a simple transaction, make sure you're able to meet that customer in a digital sense and that they can complete that transaction through a digital channel. When they have a complex need, they want to talk to a person and not have to transfer to two or three or four people to get their issue resolved. Have people on the front lines that are enabled and empowered to take questions, answer those questions, and help the customer through their insurance journey.
So to paraphrase Mark Twain, the rumor of the death of the agent has been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, that's a funny one. I started working in this industry 25 years ago, and I remember being told, by 2010, there'd be no more insurance agents. Then 2010 came, and it was by 2020, there'll be no more insurance agents. And here we are in 2025, and still about half of personal lines auto policies are sold through an agent. And based on our data, 70% of consumers have a desire to work with an agent on their auto and or home policy. So we're very far from the death of the agent.
So by 2030, there will be no agent. Stephen, take that one to the bank.
All right. I'll talk to you in 5 years. We'll see.
Stephen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Always great, John.
That was Stephen Crutzen, a senior director at J.D. Power, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.